Today, has the RBA greenlit home price falls? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the logic I hear all the time is that the RBA won't let home prices fall too far because of the financial stability risk consequences. But that view might just be plain wrong. First, the RBA has lifted rates by 2.25 percentage points since May, and markets expect the cash rate to reach 3.3% by the end of the year, before peaking at 3.9% in April next year. RBA Governor Philip Lowe said last week that there was a narrow path to a soft landing for the Australian economy, which would be difficult to stay on if global economic conditions deteriorated. And reflect on this. Within a 24-hour period this week, there will be 16 central bank decisions, including the US, the UK, Japan, Switzerland, Norway, and Taiwan. Cumulatively, we could see over 500 basis points in rate hikes across the globe this week. And in addition, Westpac came out yesterday with a revised forecast for the RBA cash rate, saying, "We now expect the Reserve Bank Board to raise the cash rate by 50 basis points in October for a terminal rate of 3.6% by February next year." That's a revision up from 3.35%. They said, "Our view has been that the scaling back to a slower pace of tightening could begin from the October meeting, with the cash rate having reached the neutral zone at 2.35%. However, there has always been some uncertainty as to whether a starting point of 2.35% would be too far below the governor's assessment of neutral." And they went on to say, "We know that he has argued in the past that the real neutral rate is at least zero, implying a 2.5% nominal rate given longer-term inflation expectations. That is above the 2.35% starting point for the October meeting." And they went on to say, "Whether he wants to start the scale back at a rate below his assessment of neutral or begin when rates are already much nearer his estimate of neutral will be influenced by his assessment of the risks on inflation, the labour market and the economy in general." And there were significant remarks in parliamentary hearings on Friday that suggests he will err on the side of a higher rate before deciding to scale back the pace of tightening. "We now expect the governor to decide to push the rate more clearly into his best estimate of the contractionary zone before scaling back the pace of increases." So this could be significantly explained by the events in global markets, they said, following the US inflation report released on September the 13th. As a result of that report and the hawkish language from Fed Chair Powell at Jackson Hole, Westpac lifted their forecast for the terminal federal funds rate from 3.375% to 4.125%, including a 75 basis point move at the September 2021 FOMC meeting. While the RBA governor makes the point consistently that the Fed has a more urgent inflation challenge than the RBA due to much faster wages growth, he will take notice of such a sharp reassessment of the outlook for US interest rates and interest rates globally, they said. "That relates to not only the near-term outlook, but the assessment of higher global rates in general." So Westpac has raised the terminal rate from 3.35% to 3.6%, and their view, they say, is that the growth rate required to achieve the objective of wringing inflation out of the system is consistent now with 3.6%. Given these extreme circumstances around the build-up of inflationary pressures, central banks will have to take the policy of least regret, which will be to err on the side of containing inflation at the potential cost of growth, at least in the near term. So, folks, this implies mortgage rates between 6 and 7%, which is close to the long-term average, and it will likely stick around at those levels through 2023 and into 2024. And the Reserve Bank will likely tip the Australian economy into recession and cause a material downturn in property prices if they lift rates as aggressively as markets expect, according to Barrenjoey chief economist Joe Masters, who said, "Our modelling suggests that if the Reserve Bank follows market pricing, we will have an economy in recession and we will have house prices down materially," speaking at the Australian Financial Review Property Summit. Barrenjoey expects the RBA to stop raising rates once the cash rate hits 2.85%. That's well below consensus estimates and just 0.5 percentage points above its current level. Ms. Masters said a 2.85% cash rate was consistent with a 25% price fall in the very leveraged Sydney property market and a 16% dip in values nationwide. "It will be the largest and longest house price correction in modern history. It is, of course, coming off one of the largest rallies we've seen. So in terms of the level of house prices, it takes house prices back to 2019 levels," she said. "Property prices would fall by a further 3 to 5% if the RBA raised rates in line with market expectations," Barrenjoey estimates. "I think one of the greatest learnings for economists from the pandemic was just how powerful interest rates are for the housing market," Ms. Masters said. Which takes us to new research from that investment bank as well, which revealed a grim reality for those trying to get into the property market. It would take a first home buyer a whopping 17.5 years to save a 20% deposit to purchase a Sydney home with rising interest rates. And across the combined capital cities, it would take 14 years to save a house deposit, while Hobart took the second longest time to put together a 20% deposit, with buyers having to save for 13.7 years to accumulate the money, while Brisbane was not far behind at 13.2 years and Melbourne at 12.8 years. In Adelaide, buyers had to spend just over a decade saving for a house deposit, while it would take Perth 9.2 years. Darwin was the most affordable capital, with buyers only needing 6.8 years to save for a deposit. Supersized interest rates, however, would also impact buyers' borrowing capacities, with forecasts that the amount of money people could borrow will plunge by around 25% by the middle of next year. And if interest rates lift to 3.8%, overall borrowing capacity would decline by 30%, which would be the largest drop in borrowing capacity in modern times, and would also hit house prices, the research found. "Worryingly, there is clear downside risk to this outlook," the Barrenjoey report said. "Indeed, if interest rate rises continue to current market pricing and inflation is strictly applied to borrowers' expenses, borrowing capacity could decline by more than 35%. And we would expect this to trigger an even more severe correction in the housing market and credit growth, having implications for the economy and the banking sector. The combination of these factors could see borrowing capacity fall as much as 37% lower from the peak by mid-2023, the report said. Such an outcome would undoubtedly see house prices fall further than our base case, impacting the broader economy. We would expect the RBA to be quickly easing monetary policy in this scenario, they said. But with housing affordability at a record low, there's also bad news for current homeowners. Mortgage repayments in Sydney were already taking up more than 61% of disposable household income, but rising interest rates would likely push this figure even higher, the Barrenjoey analysis found. In the next 3 to 6 months, we expect the rise in interest rates to outweigh falling house prices, driving the cost of servicing a new mortgage to new heights, the report said. Monthly home loan repayments have surged to 49.4% of income on average across Australia's capital cities, from a low of 34% during the pandemic, but is expected to get even worse. And the Barrenjoey report said that in the very near term, the rapid rise in interest rates, both fixed and floating, is expected to outweigh falling house prices, with the cost of servicing a new mortgage on the median dwelling expected to increase to a peak of 56% of median income, a record high for the indicator on the national level. Which takes us back to the Reserve Bank of Australia's head of domestic markets, Jonathan Cairns. With a cash rate of 2.35% and more hikes expected, it's well accepted that further increases in interest rates will reduce overall income and tighten borrowing conditions, which has a throw-on effect to the value of residential and commercial property, he said. But he did argue that rising rates potentially was a good thing, saying, disregarding many other factors influencing interest rates, estimates suggest that mortgage payments for new borrowers could ultimately be lower than if interest rates had not been increased. Estimates suggest the net effect is that mortgage payments for new buyers would be higher for about 2 years as a result of higher interest rates, but after that, the declines in housing prices and mortgage size begin to dominate. And he explained, while borrowers on variable rate loans will feel the impact of rate rises fairly quickly with reduced income, over time the increase in interest rates works to reduce the demand for housing and so housing prices decline. This means that a household would need a smaller mortgage to purchase a first home if they were upgrading. Or in other words, it seems the RBA is giving the green light to home price falls, because if prices fall, you would need a smaller mortgage even if the interest rates were higher. So let that sink in. Those who are arguing that the RBA won't be prepared to let home prices fall very far, take note. Over the long term, higher rates, they say, are better for us. Put that into your property pipe and smoke it. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high. Price discovery and price transparency are hard to find. And then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.